This is the fifth rant to the Luciferians. Dark spirits, dark ritual. From the YouTube video, Eyes Wide Shut. Dark rituals, dark spirits. You remember them? You participate? You conjure? You have seen? You have felt? They've said that the words to this chant or this ritual in the movie Eyes Wide Shut begin in a kind of a Latin, maybe backwards, the high priestess bids Gloria to all apprentices for our naked shepherdresses, for the compassion, the life, the peace, the good health, the absolution, and the control of the departed ones, for the forgiveness of sins of the slaves of God, the siblings of the Saint Church. I don't know if you've heard it before, if you've heard the sounds, if you've heard the echoes of a ritual. So many have never heard the real thing, but so many of you have heard the rituals again and again and again, in Latin, backwards. One time we were dealing with a victim one time who had been used by a chosen one, and the inside of that chosen one, a cult priest that took this young man, and he spoke backwards in Latin, and he gave the young man certain drugs, and he split the core of the human personality, and he created inside of that young man incredible suicide programming and other personalities, and he used that young man for his own sexual gratifications. And it all came out of his own dark spirits that led him. It came from dark rituals that they were all involved in. The spirits are real. The rituals are real. I don't know if you know the nature of these demons. I don't know if you know the nature of these spirits. Let me go over a few of the things, because some of you who listen will feel within you the need to turn this off. The spirits will not want you to hear everything. So many of you have eyes wide shut. They've been shut by a dark lord, by a dark presence, by something that has invaded your very personality, invaded your very mind. The nature of these dark spirits, number one. Over all the years that we've done exorcism and dealt with them and heard them, yes, I've heard them. They have screamed at me. They have cussed at me. They have spoken in other languages that I never understood. They have said things to me and attacked and threatened and cursed and everything you can think of. They've blasphemed the name of God. Notice something for many of you Luciferians. They don't blaspheme the name of Buddha. They don't blaspheme the name of Muhammad. They don't blaspheme the name of Quetzalcoatl. They don't blaspheme the name of gods and goddesses. They blaspheme the name of the living God, of the living Christ. They have a hatred. We'll come to that in a few moments, but please understand, you, if you have these spirits within you, you do not know the dark nature. You do not know the intelligence and the design and the agenda that's really behind them. If you're embracing the dark spirits, conjuring the dark spirits, if they're indwelling the personalities within, if they're indwelling the programming within, then you do not know the real nature of these demonic beings. You've seen a mask, you've seen smoke, and you've seen mirrors of who they may proclaim themselves to be. Yes, in your rituals they can be powerful. In your rituals where there is no light, in that darkness, in those ancient rituals where there is no light and the black flame burns in your midst, they reign freely. They reign where human hearts have opened and allowed themselves to be completely transmuted. Number one, they stay hidden. They love to stay hidden. They don't want you to know who they are. They don't want you to know their real nature. They don't want you to know their real agenda. They stay hidden. Their agenda stays hidden. Their purpose stays hidden. Their connection stays hidden. And the level of their power, the level of their ability stays hidden. They proclaim themselves something far beyond what they really are. They dazzle you. They show you. They make you feel the lust. They make you feel the energy. They make you feel the power. They stay hidden. They stay hidden. And I'm not sure that you really know the nature of what they really are. They all have assignments. Number two, they have assignments within them. These spirits, again and again, as I've dealt with them, you know, speaking out of the mouths of human beings. Speaking out of the mouths of human beings who have performed the rituals, who have conjured and who have been there. Human beings whom others have conjured the spirits and put them on them and put them on you. Really, where have you been? What ritual have you seen? What terror in the night have you observed? What blood ran? What energy was invoked? Pain and torture and terror and sexual pleasures, all combined in a mixture, a confusion, kind of a highball of energies in which the spirits come through, in which the spirits are appeased, in which the spirits, you know, take shape. Number three, the genetics of these spirits. The genetics, the DNA, are so dark, like the fallen cherub that led them in rebellion against God, whose sanctuaries were desecrated. Maybe you've never read it. Maybe you've never heard it. Ezekiel chapter 28. Look at whom you consider your Lord, your Master, your King, your glorious one. You know, Lucifer, who is he? Lucifer's the fallen cherub. His sanctuaries were desecrated. There was a disintegration of his very being. And the genetics of the fallen cherub, the DNA of the fallen cherub, are altered forever and unchangeable. Unchangeable. The angels who fell, the angels who went with him, they all were desecrated, and they became disintegrated in their being, and they were turned literally inside out from what they once were to what they now and forever are. Their genetics are dark. Their genetics are fixed. Their genetics are holy and absolutely completely opposite of the living God. And they will confess that, and they will tell that. Why do you think they hate God so deeply? Why do you think those beings that you've seen in those rituals, that you felt maybe come into your very being, that you've maybe sent out against your enemies, why do you think they rage with such a hatred of God, such an absolute hatred of God? Because their genetics are opposite to the living God. Because what's inside of you, maybe you have hatred of God, hatred of Christ, hatred of Christians. Maybe you look at Christians as the slaves of God, the siblings of the same church. Or maybe like Anton LaVey. Maybe like Anton LaVey, that in the book Church, The Church of Satan, you know, as he said, the rotting corpse of Christendom is the body of Christ, the Corpus Christi. I want to ask you right now, what air do you breathe in your dark ritual? What air do you breathe? What name do you conjure? You call them by name. You do rituals by precision, and you invoke them, and they come. They grant you pleasures. They grant you powers. They grant you abilities. And you want more. And you want more. And you've seen them tear up human lives. You've seen them in the ritual. You've seen them. You've been warned. Even you have feared their presence. Even you have feared their presence. Did you know about these dark spirits in those dark rituals? Number four, they are all antichrist, antichristu. They are against Christ. They would like to come and replace Christ. Like their ancient master Lucifer, who said that he would come. He willed. I will ascend to the mount of the assembly. His will was to take over the throne of the infinite God, the finite being. These are finite beings, powerful beings, ancient beings, around for millennia. Powerful in deception, powerful in seduction, powerful in the slight of masquerading as an angel of light. Showing you things that they've perceived in you that you want, that you desire. You know, feeding on the flesh and fallen nature within you. Feeding on the sin that you've given yourself over to. Darkening your conscience, darkening your mind, gripping everything inside till you feel them course through you as a black flame, as a cold, dark stare. Sixth, they are anti-human. They are anti-Christ. They are anti-human. They love to use humanity. They love to shred humanity. You know, as I read them and listen to them and hear them through, you know, the lives of those who have been possessed, I see that they literally are disgusted with humanity and use humanity only as a staging ground. That's what your life is, a staging ground, a doorway. They need to use your life like a bridge from their world to this world to influence others, to bring more. They're just simply using your life as a bridge. Your life is simply a doorway to the other side, and they've come in and they've brought others in and they're coming through you and they're using you, and sometimes you don't even know what they're doing in your life. They are dark spirits. They come in the midst of dark rituals. They come in that Luciferic invocation, the invocation of the Antichrist. They come in the black mass. They come in small rituals, in little bonding rituals, in sex rituals, in blood rituals. They come in all of that marriage to the beast and the hands of glory. They come in those nights of the satanic revels, demon revels, in the days of abduction. Seventh, they are bent on revenge. They are bent on revenge against the kingdom of God, against the living God. They are bent on revenge in simply slaughtering the work of God and desecrating the name of God and obscuring the character of the living God. In Job's life, you know, Satan came, the fallen cherub came to do all of those things. And though you feel you have the light, Mason, though you feel you have a light bearer, Theosophical Society, though the black nobility, those on the Isle of Malta, those in St. Paul's Cathedral in the Vatican, those across the nation, even in Bohemian Grove, you call upon Moloch and Rahab, and you call upon the Baals, and you call upon new spirits, ancient ones. They've been around for millennia. They are beyond you. They're beyond your human reason. Fallen human reason cannot perceive them. Fallen human reason and fallen human intellect cannot perceive what they really are, what they really want, what they're really going to do in using you as a staging ground in using your life. That's right. Try to begin to back away from them. That's right. Try to begin to say, you know what? I no longer want you, you know, operating in my life. To those in the military that have opened up in those dark places, in those sub-projects, in the NSA, using the equipment, being an intuitive, you know, seeking what you think maybe are alien intelligences. And you're correct. They are alien intelligences. And they are being invoked by the very precision, the very statutes that they've laid out. They've told you how they will allow you to come to them, how they will allow you to see what they are like. They are ancient spirits, dark spirits, angry spirits. They are anti-Christu. They are anti-human. And they are bent on revenge against the human race, against the Corpus Christi. Seventh, they are users and abusers. If you've never read the Gospel of Mark chapter 5, Luciferian, I beg you before you lose your soul to eternity. I beg you before you smell the flames of hell. I beg you before the lake of fire. I beg you before the deception rots your soul and marks those eternal X's over your eyes. Read the Gospel of Mark. I know the spirits inside don't want you to do it. I know they don't want you to see it. I know they can't handle the piercing power of the Word of God. When you read in Mark's Gospel, chapter 5, about a human being, maybe like you, demon-possessed, demons, dark spirits, how did they get there? Did he do rituals? Did his family do rituals? Did they go off to the Ashtoreths? Did they go off to other gods and goddesses? Did they conjure? Did the spirits come? Yes. The capacity of a human being is to have other presence inside. We are body, soul, and spirit made for God. We're spiritual beings. But as spiritual beings in the state that we are in, because we have fallen from the glory of God, we have fallen, and even our genetics have been affected by this sin code, this rebellion against God. Why do you think you feel that rebellion? Why do you think you feel hatred at times towards God? Why do you use God's name in vain again and again and again? Because there is a sin code within you. Why do you think you've been led into these dark paths? Some of you can't help it because you were chosen ones, satanically chosen. You were brought in by the design of a birthing scheme to bring about, again, staging areas and to bring about tools for the fallen cherub to use to arrive in his agenda, to make himself God and to set himself up in the temple of God and to draw the world's and the history's greatest and most violent and most powerful and most supernaturally charged military system in all of world history. You better listen, military man. You better listen, Mr. You know, military scientist and military lab worker and military, you know, conjurer. In those dark labs where the United States military has been infiltrated by a presence far beyond physical. You know, you think there's a battle with the Muslims. You think there's a battle with old communism. You think there's a battle with the old Nazis. You don't understand demonic ideology. You don't understand the ascended masters and who they really are. Their genetics are perverted. They are desecrated. They are disintegrated. There is only one thing. It's the cold, dark, black flame of the fallen cherub and the agenda of desecrating God, fighting God, rebelling against God, trying to take over God. The finite will continue to hammer against the infinite again and again and again. And those dark spirits in your dark rituals, they will speak to you. They will say they're hell Lucifers. They will speak in vengeance against the Corpus Christi. They will speak in vengeance against the living Christ. They did it through Albert Pike. They did it through Aleister Crowley. They did it through John Dee. They did it through so many others. Helena and Alice and David Spangler and more. They spoke with a collective voice. These are, as Paul Von Ward said in his book, the collective voices of advanced beings. They are advanced in comparison to human intelligence, human strength, human consciousness. They're advanced as supernatural beings. They have powers operating through the cold, dark flame of their being. They have only one agenda. They have only one agenda. They are users and abusers, I said, of humanity. They desecrated that man in Mark chapter 5. He was there naked in the tombs. He was cutting himself like so many of you do. You've seen it in the rituals, the bloodletting that appeals, the pain and the blood and the attachment to that blood. You know, as the Word of God says, the life is in the blood. Something about the blood, right? Something about the blood, Arians. Something about the blood. Something about attaching to the blood, changing the blood, changing the genetics, coming in not just through possession, not just through attachment, not just through oppression, but genetic transfer of demonic presence to alter humankind, a transmutation to the dark side, changing humanity and turning them into something they were never intended to be. You remember the dark presence. You remember the words. So many of you need to understand. I know some of you personalities, you live in fear over these things. And I'm going to share with you another spirit who's fighting for you, another spirit who's looking and searching and seeking you. Even you high Luciferians, you elitists, there in those double basements, in those castles, in those places where you've taken over in churches, in those Catholic black rooms. So many of you Luciferians infiltrated the Catholic Church. Your agenda, pieces of it have been revealed. You wallow in the dark side, the spirits. They preoccupy you with the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the lust of what man has and does. This fifth rant to you, the Luciferians, to you who are losing your soul, to you who are completely drenched in deception, soaked in seduction, and bound in a blindedness that comes from directly from the ancient fallen cherub. The eighth principle of these dark spirits that have come in the midst of your ritual, in the midst of your conjuring, and you know them by name, and you know how they mount you, and you know how they come into you, and know where they're at. You know the pain they give you when you counter them. Let me tell you right now the ninth thing. Let me ask you the question, whom do they fear? Why are those ancient rituals done in the night, in the darkness, away from the presence of the living God? Why are they done in absolute obscure places to eliminate any possibility of the presence of God manifesting in their presence, of an avenue of God coming through a servant of God? Because, as we've said in the beginning, they have to stay hidden. They have to do their work in the night, in the darkness. They've got to continue to build as if God did not see, as if God did not know. Whom do they fear, Luciferian? Whom do they fear, chosen one? Whom do they fear, worshiper of Lucifer? Whom do they fear? Whom do those spirits fear? Even now when we mention the name Jesu Christu, they cringe. They speak violence. Vulgarities will flow from their mouths as they hear the name Jesu Christu, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ in the midst of the ritual. Jesus Christ in the midst of their conjuring. Jesus Christ in the midst of their manifestation. Jesus Christ who knows them from beginning to end. Oh my God of heaven, Luciferian, before you lose your soul to this bond of blindedness, this decadence of deception, this soaking in seduction, the mask will be taken off and you shall lose your soul. And you will never feel the embrace of God. You will never feel the sheer forgiveness that can course through body, soul, and spirit. You will never know. You will never know the glorification that is the transformation of the redeemed into a likeness of the resurrected and glorified Christ. You will never feel the deposit of another spirit that echoes assurance of eternity, assurance of love from God, assurance of acceptance from God, assurance of the love of God, assurance of a face-to-face and eternal relationship with God, total protection from that dark side. So many of you would get out if you could be protected. So many of you would get out if you could be freed from that dark side. And I am telling you right now, there is a way out. I'm telling you right now, there is a way. There is a way, because there is another spirit. But before I tell you, I'm telling you now on the 10th point of this fifth rant to you elitists and Luciferians, to those who have even chosen the dark side as God, as agenda, as kingdom, these fallen spirits are superhuman. They're beyond your ability. And when they possess you, you being without the Spirit of the living God, you being even without the Adamic nature before the fall, you being animated with the sin code, the sarks, Romans chapter 8. Again, I challenge you, read Romans chapter 8. Read the nature of the sin code, that principle that operates inside of you, that causes you to want to rebel against God, to hate God, to seek something beyond God. You read about it in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, that the ruler of the power of the air, the prince of the power of the air, is now operating supernaturally in the sons and daughters of disobedience. That's right. He is a hook in you. That's right. He wants to manifest that rebellion through you. He desires you to hate God. He desires you to hate Christ. He desires you to hate Christians. He desires you to be pulled into his kingdom. Will he dazzle you? Will he appear to some of you as some beautiful man, some incredible, beautiful presence? Will he dazzle you in the presence of rituals and float people around and speak in satanic prophecy? Will he call you into deep and dark rituals that have been given by the spirits themselves? Where do you think the rituals have come from? Where do you think they've been designed? Those ancient books of shadows, those ancient books of rituals, literally bound with human skin and written with ink of the blood of men. Ancient rituals, conjuring, becoming pleas for these dark spirits to come through, you being the bridge, you being the door, you bringing the damage, you bringing the damnation, you bringing the slaughter. So many of you have been involved at the Bohemian Grove, you elitists, you robed priests. and priestesses of the fallen cherub, your eyes wide shut to God, wide open to the darkness that pervades your being. An 11th principle and a 12th principle of the nature of these spirits who consume your ritual, consume your life. Number 11. All of them know who Jesus Christ is. All of them know who he really is. In case after case after case after case after case, when I have commanded them by the authority of the living Christ, they have confessed freely. They have confessed freely. I command them, and in the front of every, in the sight, in the ears of all those in the room, I command them, who truly is the Lord of heaven and earth, under the authority of Jesus, you speak now and confess, who is the Lord of heaven and earth, and demon after demon, and power demon after power demon, have hated to say it, have cringed in saying it, and screamed it out, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ. And then they are kicked out to the abyss, to wherever the Lord wants them to go, away by the authority of the Lord Jesus. They know Jesus, and they know those whom have the authority of Jesus. Like in the Word of God, when the demons spoke through that man, before the demon exercised supernatural human strength through that demonized individual to beat up those who did not know Christ, who did not have the power and authority of God, who tried to use Jesus' name like New Agers do, like so many cults do, using Jesus' name like a rabbit's foot to get rid of dark presence and negative energy, yet that negative energy shifts and moves. You're so seduced. You're so deceived. You're so darkened by this black flame. They are millennia ahead of you, and you have no hope in your own mind. How are you going to get out of your life what is now in your life? How are you going to battle the demons within? How are you going to rid yourselves of the presence of those beings that at one point in your life, in those rituals, some of you Wiccans and pagans and druids and others, you've invited them in. Some of you that are just simply psychopathically, you know, oriented to the dark side and allowed them to come in for your own sexual lust, for your own bloodlust, for your own violence. Remember Ramirez? Remember John Wayne Gacy? Rollins? Look at the serial sexual murderers. And what presence was inside of them? The spirit of violence. The ancient fallen cherub he's a murderer, the father of lies. There is no truth in him, not in his being. He is cold, he is dark, and so are the spirits who followed him. And now they indwell you, and you feel the manifestation of that kingdom. Yes, there is power there, but as I've told you, ask them, say it out loud. Speak to the demons that are around you, in you. Say it out in your ritual when all the dark ones gather around to conjure. Say, who is Jesus Christ? Proclaim his name. Say something good about Jesus Christ and watch how they will feed on you like demonic pit bulls. They know who Jesus is. They don't care about Quetzalcoatl. They laugh at the New Ager. They look as light level the Wiccan, the pagan, and the druid. You are nothing but a staging ground and then fodder for the ancient agenda, a secret power of lawlessness that lurks, that has drawn you in, and you've become the bridge between their side and this, and now that darkness manifests. And that darkness has used you and those around you in the slaughter of the innocents, in the bloodletting, in the cries. Don't you remember the squeals of the animals, the cries of the human beings? Don't you remember? This is what Satan desires, the sacrifice and the pain of the blood of animals and specifically humans. That's what the ancient territorial being Moloch wanted. That's what he wants there in California at the Bohemian Grove. And you're outed. And there's going to be tremendous and uncontested evidence that will come out. More and more will come out before your desired black awakening, before your desire of bloodshed and chaos, before a culture-wide and multinational ritual of blood and violence and rape and pillage for the goal of satanic regime change. Number 11, the spirits know who Jesus is. For some of you have to keep coming back to this again and again and again because they've shut it down, because they blanked you out, because they put you down. They can't stand it. They don't want to hear it. Jesus Christ, they do not want to hear Yahweh, Jesus Christ, his name. They fear him. 12. You know something else the demons know? The things the demons have told me through the mouths of the possessed. They hate Jesus. They know who he is. But number 12, they know that judgment is coming. They know that an eternal judgment, the word of God that you avoid, the word of God that you will not study, the word of God that you desecrate, the word of God that you blaspheme, the word of God that you rip and shred and pour the blood over and pour the urine over and burn, the word of God tells you of a great and incredible judgment that is coming to eliminate forever darkness, forever evil, forever ritual pain, forever the slaughter of the human race, forever the evil that has transmuted the human race from the image of God into the glimpses of the fallen cherub himself, God-haters. God-haters. If you hate God, where has that come from? If you hate Christ, where has that come from? What has possessed you? 12. They know the judgment is coming. They know. They've confessed over the years. I'm just simply telling you what they've confessed. I've heard it again and again and again under the authority of Jesus. They have spoken out. They said it in Mark's Gospel chapter 5. Read it again. Read it again. Take a look at the whole story. Look at the human being. Look at the demons. And then take a look at Jesu Christu. Take a look at God in human flesh as he approaches both the demons and the human being. Take a look at the outcome. That is the power of God. That is the authority of Christ. That is the compassion of God that God wants to reach you with and free you with and bring to you the same cleansing. The same cleaning up. You know those spirits, how filthy they are. You know those spirits and how ugly they are. You know those spirits and how absolutely twisted and bent. You know those spirits that literally lead you to the point of insanity. To twist your mind. Oh, they don't want to destroy it. They want to use it. They don't want to destroy your body. That's why they want to keep you alive as living, used, controllable human flesh, as the staging ground, as the bridge, so they can operate not only in, but through. They don't give a damn about you or the damnation of your soul. They know the judgment is coming. They shake and they tremble at the name of Jesus Christ, the blood of Christ, the cross of Christ, and they know that a judgment that is eternal, a judgment that is fixed, a judgment that is is absolutely unalterable will come. But they will fight to the end, my friend. They will fight to the end. That is their legions. That is their master. That is their agenda. Why? Because there is nothing of the truth of the being of God in them. Because there is nothing of the kingdom of God, nothing of compassion, nothing of mercy, nothing. So when they come to you as incubus, succubus, when they come to you at night, when they speak into you, when they use your very being, when they give you abilities of telekinesis and clairvoyance, and when they tantalize the New Agers with that psychic ability and lead you to become the readers of the dead, the darkness is so blinding. Your mind, your fallen mind, can see it. The deception is so decadent you can't perceive it. The seduction is so soaking through your soul, the very soul that was meant for God, the very heart that was meant for God, the very life that God intended to be a demonstration of the apex of his creation. Let me tell you, number 13. If they are in you now, they are revolting to this message. They don't want to hear this message. They don't want to listen to this message. They are going to be cussing at me, cussing at this voice, hatred towards me. They want you to do your rituals against me. They want violence against me. They want to use that vulgar language, filthy language. They want to rip me to shreds, don't they? Don't they? Don't they? It is the Christ in me. It is the living Christ in me whom they hate yet fear. And I rebuke them now in his name. I bind their activity in his name. And I pray for a supernatural demonstration of the authority of Christ in you and over you. God, in the name of Jesus, I bind those spirits, those powers, that darkness, in the name of Jesus Christ. There is another spirit that fights for you, my friend. There's another spirit there, all through Italy, all through Europe, all through England, all through the Vatican, all through the islands, all through the United States and the Americas. Listen, everywhere, all around this world, instead of the finite spirits that peep and come through the wizards that peep at night and come through the priestesses and the priests of an ancient darkness, there is another spirit that fights for you. There is another spirit who is so clean. There is another spirit who is nothing but pure in all truth and all that he speaks. There is another spirit that can lead you to the face of God, that can lead you to human transformation, to the point eventually of glorification. He was there in the beginning in creation, hovering over that material that was thrown out there, shaping and forging and guiding and leading. He's the presence that was breathed into Adam, into humankind, to make us a living soul, a living being. Ruach. Have you felt his presence? Have you sensed his call? He orchestrates everything in your life to bring you. That's what his work is in the world around us. To convince the world, to convict the world of sin and righteousness and judgment. The Spirit of God that you may begin to feel coming through this broadcast right now, that begins to be a different feel, a different sense, a clean presence. Infinite God the Holy Spirit seeks your life to draw you to Christ. God the Holy Spirit seeks to open your eyes to the living Christ, to open your eyes to the darkness that lies to you, to the darkness that would have your soul for eternity, the darkness that would dance over your damnation and your eternal loss. The Spirit of the living God, my friend, has been beckoning you, has been calling you, has been drawing you, and has been battling you in mind and in your soul and in your heart to repent, to turn to Christ, to turn to God, to turn to the living one. This is the living Christ. This is the living salvation. This is the heart of God. This is the love of God. This is the Christ of God. The Spirit of the living God will point to the Word of God, the infallible, supernatural, authoritative Word of God. He will tell you that it's the Word of God. He will tell you that it's the truth. He will tell you, my friend, because He speaks only truth. God cannot lie. God cannot lie, my friend. And He will speak to you the truth. He will speak to you. And He's speaking to you even now. Come to Christ. Come to Christu. Come. Whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved, delivered, forgiven, empowered, given the gift of eternal life. Come to the living God, my friend. Come to the living Christ, Emmanuel. He's Emmanuel. He's God in human flesh. The demons fear Him. The priests and priestesses, the elites, the Bilderbergers, the Brotherhooders, they all fear Him. They fear His presence. That's why they've kept you from Him, chosen one. They fear His word. That's why they've kept you from the Word of God. They fear Christ and the salvation. They, being sons of hell and daughters of hell, they who have sold their souls to the black flame, they will lose, damning themselves and leading you to damnation. Will you be those who aid and abet the damnation of souls? Will you allow your life to be the staging ground, the bridge for the slaughter of innocents and babies and the shedding of blood? Will you allow yourself to be used by that darkness? Will you allow yourself to be used by that darkness? I cry out to you, Jesu Christu. Whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. He is rich to all who call on His name. Call on Jesus. Jesus, go to them. Stretch out your hands, Lord Jesus. Grant them signs and wonders. Visit them in vision and dream. Crush the demonic around them. Open their eyes, open their hearts, open their lives to the living God. Draw them out. Expose that evidence. Expose that dark agenda. Be saved, my friend. Come out of it now, my friend. Get out. Get out. Get out, Babylon working baby. Get out. Get out, priest. Get out, priestess. Sons and daughters of hell, the voice of the Spirit of the living God, the eternal, infinite Spirit of the living God, calls you to come to Christ, calls you to come to the Emmanuel, calls you to come to being cleansed. Have you felt the cleansing? Have you felt the love of God touch your soul? Have you felt your mind being set free and permeated by a presence you were created for? These demon spirits are like thorns in your flesh. The living God, my friend, the living God waits for you. Tick tock, tick tock, the clock. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the appointed time. Listen now. God is ready for you. God wants you to come. The Word of God says, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Cry out to Jesus. Accept Him by faith. Ask Him to forgive you. Repent before God. Receive the living presence of God. Renounce the demons. Renounce the blood oaths. Renounce the covenants you've made. Renounce what you have done. Come out, come out, come out. Before you experience an eternity, you can't get out once you're there. You're lost forever. Satan doesn't rule hell. He doesn't rule the lake of fire. He will be annihilated in the end. He will be taken down in the end. The demons know this. Speak to them. Look to the demons around you. They hear this voice. They hear this message. They know who Jesus is. They know who I am. And they know the judgment is coming. And they tremble. They tremble. Only in their own darkness, only in their own arena, do they feel powerful. Do they dazzle you? Do they tell you anything? It's going to be your choice. It's going to be your choice. It's going to be your choice, friend. It's going to be your choice whom you're going to serve. Whom you're going to serve. Will it be the Dark Lord? The one who lost his place? The one who could never get it back? Will it be that one that you serve? Will it be that one that you live for? Will it be that one? Some of the demons inside of you, they want you even now to conjure. They want you even now. Life and death is set before you. Life and death is set before you. Life and death is set before you. It's one or the other. It's one or the other. It's your soul, my friend. You were meant for God, created to be the apex of God. Look at the cross. Listen to the old ancient rituals. Listen to what your dark lord in darkness is all about. Blood, babies, terror, fear, pain, hatred, ancient hate. Ancient hate. Is that what you choose to embrace? Is that what you're willing to accept? There is another power, a clean power. The Spirit of God invokes you, calls you, reveals to you the Christ, the compassion of God. In Mark chapter 5, the man, whether ritual, whether dark spirits, whatever it was, he lost everything. He lost everything. He was completely sold out. He was completely sunk. There was nothing he could do. Nothing he could do. He could not save himself. You cannot save yourself. You know you can't get away from the demons that have come in. Chosen one, cry out to God. Satanic chosen one, cry out to God. Luciferian priest, renounce your ritual. Renounce the blood. Renounce the arrogance. I know you feel arrogance, but listen to the Spirit of God. Listen to the Spirit of God. Even in a whisper, there is a sense of the love of God, the compassion of God. God loves you. God seeks to embrace you. God seeks to give you eternity. God seeks to give the kingdom to those who have bowed to receive, to come out of this darkness. Come out of the darkness. Fully embrace. Renounce everything. Get out of all of it. Don't hang on to the powers you think they've given you. You can never have the power of God. You can never have the gifts and workings and abilities of God unless you bow.
We are free in His love, and we celebrate this season because God is here with us. God, Emmanuel.
This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web, and I am praying for you, and I cry to God for your souls, and I cry to God for you to turn, and I seek the Lord to crush the demonic realm, and we will fight for you. We will fight for you. Listen to the Spirit of God. Listen to the words of Jesus Christ. Listen to the words of God. God so loved the world, He gave His monogenesis, the one and only of a kind, the only begotten of God, to give up His life. so that anybody, whosoever is willing to call on the name of Jesus Christ, can be saved and be given the gift of eternal life and not perish. The Word of God tells us that God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him. To save the world through Him. Will you come to Jesus Christ? Write to me. Get on the web. Get out. Get out while you can right now, my friend.